A Banquet of Consequences, written by Elizabeth George, read by Julie Teal.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The 8th of December, 39 months before. Spitalfields, London. Since it was only to be a weekend jaunt to Marrakesh, Lily Foster reckoned they could use one suitcase and a carry-on at that. What did they need to take, really? It had been deadly cold, grey and wet in London since the middle of November, but it wasn't going to be that way in North Africa. They would spend most of their time lounging round the pool anyway, and when they weren't doing that, they'd be getting romantic in their room, for which, obviously, they needed no clothes at all. Packing took less than 10 minutes. Sandals, summer trousers, a T-shirt for William. Sandals, a clingy frock, and a scarf for her. Swimming suits for them both, and a few other essentials. That was it. Then began the wait, which, confirmed by a glance at the plastic wall clock ticking away above the cooker, should have been less than 30 minutes. But it stretched instead into more than 2 hours, during which time she texted him, and she phoned him as well, only to receive no response. Just his pleasant voice saying,
"This is Will. Tell me and I'll tell you back."
To which she said, "Where are you, William? I thought the job was only in Shoreditch. And why are you still there in this rotten weather? Ring me as soon as you get this, okay?"
Lily went to the window. The afternoon was spitting rain outside.